Tuesday. It was Tuesday, late in the day when we met. It was raining so hard, we were both soaking wet. I talked to her like she was an old friend and realised soon I didn't want this to end. So I said, fancy a coffee, even though it was late. She grinned and said, shall we call this a date? And we walked as we talked and it got really late. I said, let me walk you home, at least to your gate. We got to a house, she said, come in for a drink. Yes, please, I replied, I didn't need to think. The evening passed to morning, we laughed and we joked and saw the new day dawning. Then we kissed and my heart missed a beat. Then we kissed again, a double measure, neat. Her lips tasted of the morning mist and once again we tenderly kissed. Then undressed as the sun's rays hit the counterpane and I knew I'd never be the same. I kissed her eyes, her neck, her ears. It nearly brought this grown man to tears. He whispered, don't rush, just take your time, and you and me will make each other mine. If I ever thought that I wanted to die, I now know for sure that this was a lie. She made me want to live. She made me want to give. And after, when we felt just so, her cat jumped up and bit my toe. But we laughed and began to touch, and I wanted her so much. Then later over a cup of tea, she said, does that mean you really like me? Yes, I said, I really love your feet. And my heart skipped another beat. I love the way you sway. I love the things you say. Your nakedness is branded on my brain. My heart was racing like a train. She smiled and said, I like you too. I said, I want to make love with you. And though I've not had too many lovers, she took me under her bed covers and heavens. Did she make me moan and yell by doing? Well, a gentleman does not tell. And then the bell went clang, the telephone rang. I opened my eyes and to my surprise, I was alone in my room. It might as well be a tomb. Just another wet dream, though for a while it did seem so, so real, so, so good. But then, I suppose it would.